It is June 13th, 2004, Gourmet Geek Audio Blog number 1, and the topic is audio blogging. The reason I'm doing this is, well, I've always used, you know, my slash journal, and I never had a real blog, and now I do, but I've just been using it as if it was a slash journal, so it's not really getting me anywhere. In fact, it's getting me negative because now I don't have all the foot traffic from Slashdot, people reading it and whatnot. So I figured the advantage to having the regular blog instead of the slash blog is I can do other stuff with it besides, you know, post text, and I can make it look the way I want and throw images in there. So I realize now, hey, I could put audio and video in there too. So I am, just because I can. I figure, you know, audio blogging isn't a new idea. I mean, I came up with it a while ago on my own, you know, but when I searched for it on the internet, there were people already doing it. There was one guy who had, like, this little applet you would put in the middle of your page, and you had, like, a play button on it, you know, so the idea was you would make a blog entry with, like, a little audio sample in the middle, and you can go to his website to set it up, but that's not quite what I'm after. I'm looking for, I don't know, I think audio blog is a way to replace the radio. You know, it's like, you got, radio is mostly a push technology. You know, they push the information at you, and you really can't choose what you want. You can't have a TiVo for the radio, you know. But the FCC, oh man, that's a whole nother issue. You know, you can't make your own radio station or anything like that. So I think the way to have audio information sent out in a internet TV sort of way, I think audio blogging is a great way to start that. And, you know, get rid of radio and its ad-ridden, clear channel BS. Ooh, yay. I wrote down what I was going to say, and I said it out of order, and now I don't know where I'm going. Right, so I used to use the slash journal, and now I use a regular old blog, you know, and sometimes I wonder why the hell I do this in the first place. I mean, it's like, you go on the internet, and most blogs are using, like, Blogger, and then you got, like, the live journal, which isn't quite a blog, but it is. You think, why the hell does anyone do this? You know, I mean, like, it started with a trend way, you know, about years ago, you know, where only a couple people just started writing what they were doing, you know, on websites, and some people, you know, post, you know, all the cool links they find in a big list, you know, and it seems like most of the people, especially the live journal people, are just, like, people with no friends or shitty lives or some kind of internal problem or whatever. Or maybe they don't have a problem, but most of them do. And they're just looking to somehow make it so they can verify that they exist, you know? They need people out there to respond to their entry to be like, yeah, you are a real person and I know that you are alive. And, I mean, I don't know, some of the other ones seem more like they need people to say, yes, your problems are okay. It is okay that you feel the way you do and you live the life the way you do, so that they don't feel bad about the way they are. You know, I see people with, like, you know, terrible, like, personalities, and they do bad things that are, and they're really stupid. So they go on to their live journal and they say what they did, or they say what someone did to them or something that happened to them, and they just really, really want someone to say, yeah, that sucks, you know, because if someone else feels the same way they do, then they feel more right, you know, even though they're really, really wrong. Now, see, I don't know if I'm doing this the same reason. I mean, I really don't say anything that's going on in my life on here. I generally try to tell people, hey, do this, or hey, this is really cool, or, you know, some kind of, you know, advice or help to people. And I don't know how valuable my advice is on, you know, most things, you know, because I'm not exactly perfect, although I try to be. Like most people, I think I am, but I try to, you know, I can definitely give advice when it comes to, you know, which computer things are right, and which animes to watch and video games to play and all that. So I think that's what I'm gonna do. I mean, I don't know, I like this audio blogging thing because I don't have to type and I can lean back and I think I get, I can get information across I couldn't before, like, sarcasm. Like, ooh, yeah, that's great. You don't get that in text at all. And I've been listening to the radio on the way to work. I try to ignore the ads. And, I think the radio is actually a lot more powerful than people give credit for. And Clear Channel's really using it like, it's like all stealthy because no one knows or understands what they're doing. But, they're changing a lot of people's minds and I guess possibly brainwashing people into being certain ways because they control everything that they hear on the way to work every day. And I figure audio blogging is a great way if people start, maybe someone will take this, OGG file and put it on their little MP3 player or convert it to an MP3 and bring it in their car and listen to me on the way to work instead of whatever local radio guy. And maybe somehow we can fight the Clear Channel guys with internet audio. I think that's a it's definitely a new application that hasn't been explored or utilized fully. Of course, the problem with this audio blog is that it's just me, one guy in my house, talking into a headset microphone, and it's kind of boring, I imagine, for you. I mean, on the radio, you get like a conversation, and you get people calling in, and you get all that kind of stuff. I don't know if I could set that up here, but that would be pretty cool. The problem with that is it really needs to be live, and live kind of is a real difficult with the internet, especially when other people don't have lots of bandwidth and you do. But I don't know, maybe if I can get more people to like come over. And then we can have like a little, we can set up microphones around the table. That would be pretty neat. Yeah, so the other problem with this is I don't know when to stop. I mean, I could just keep talking all day, and this way OGG file or whatever I make out of this just gets bigger and bigger and makes it harder for people to download and less likely they're going to listen to it. I guess I could use BitTorrent, but I don't think I'm that popular that I'm going to need that. Or it's gonna save me that much, for the effort it takes. So I think I'm gonna stop now. I guess that's it for audio blogging about audio blogging. I'm gonna see what the response is to this and maybe do it again. Maybe get people to come over and then do it. What I'd really like to do is back in the fall when, or this summer when there's more hanging out action going on. I can just record somehow everything that goes on in the house while people are chilling, and it would probably be absolutely hilarious to most people. I mean, we hang out and we bring anyone new into the group, and they spend their time like laughing hysterically, and we're just repeating the, old, used and stale jokes of insideness from 3 years ago. I missed a lot of opportunities to do it before, but I really didn't have the hard drive space on the web server or the software or the hardware or anything I needed. And now that I got a job, and I redid my whole computer so to be 90% Linux, and I took one of my old hard drives that I replaced with a new 160 gig SATA and put it in the web server, now I can host 40 gigs of audio, and the more I compress it, the more I can fit on there. And considering that it's just voice and voice bandwidth can go over shitty telephone, I think I can compress it real low, especially since it's mono and also OGG and low bit rate and all that, and it'll still sound great because it's just my voice and nothing else. Yeah, so now I'm actually gonna stop to keep the file size small. Tell me what you think. I hope someone actually listens to this, maybe more than one person. And I really could use a comment to see if this is entertaining in any way at all. Because if it isn't, I just won't do it. I'm going to try and maybe experiment with it a little bit more. You know, because I don't think the typing blog is, it's so, you know, it's hard to make. I don't want a blog just like everyone else, you know. I got to be original or unique or provide something other people don't provide, or else there's no point. Right, said I was going to stop. I'm going to stop. That's it for audio blog number one, Gourmet Geek.